It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I saw something today on the internet.
Sure.
And it's it shocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a little bit... And so, you know what? Sharing's caring. So I want you to feel weird because I feel weird. And so you're going to have to be with me in this moment.
Oh, man.
Too bad. You know that show, ITV, this morning's show? So it is the host. It's Holly and Phil, right? Now, Phil is the guy with the grey hair.
Yes.
And yeah, Holly yeah. is, and they're notoriously very funny, very chillax, right?
Yeah.
I'll show you a photo of them.
There are lots of viral videos of them just cracking up.
Yeah, cracking up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, is it Irish TV? I'm pretty sure that it's Irish TV.
I thought it was English.
It might be English. Let's just say it's UK based.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have had this woman on a few times by the name of Iris. Iris Jones. Now, Iris Jones is 82 years of age,
bless.
Right?
Yeah.
And she has a 36-year-old husband by the name of Muhammad Ahmed Ibrahim, right? Now, originally, they made news because that's her toy boy lover. He's 46 years younger than
yep.
her. Okay?
Yep.
Now, right here, that's her there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? Just to get a visual. And, yeah, at the start of their relationship, people were like... On both sides, people were like, okay, well, we're worried for him because, I mean, what are you, like,
what?
That's,
yeah.
No, what are you, mate, what's happening? Like, he's too young, maybe, you know.
People quite often not understand love, you know,
yeah.
And the only people that understand are the two people that are, you know, intertwined.
Well, I'm so glad you mentioned that
mm.
because they asked her, they got her on the couch to ask her how it's all going, how the newlyweds are going in the, in the bedroom. Play this.
I don't want to play it.
Play it. Play it.
My skin is very thin. It's like tissue. And Muhammad's got to be careful when he grabs hold of me because he rips my skin.
Mm.
You know, skin on my legs is very, very thin. And when it comes to making love, it can be painful. I can end up at the A&E with skin rips. But we've solved that problem because we sometimes do it doggy fashion.
And that's morning TV over there. I thought Koshy was bad.
TV.
Oh my God.
Oh, and they, bless them, they're sitting on the couch with her. Just, you see their eyes and they're like, hold it together, man. Hold it together.
Far out.
My God. Anyway, that's an overshare.
Don't mention her hips. Far out.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K Rock 955.
Yesterday, I went to pick up Indy from daycare, and obviously I'm not going to tell you where it is, but love the place, love the staff.
Yeah.
She has wonderful relationships with her educators.
And they love her.
Yeah, and we feel really lucky. So we're going to move house soon, but we're going to keep her where she is, even though it's a bit more of a drive, just because, you know, she's so settled there.
Oh, that's good.
And so they do wonderful work. Shout out to all the early childhood educators out there because, holy crap, when I walk in that room at the end of the day, I mean, you guys have had a day.
Oh,
every day
yeah.
for you is
yeah.
a day. And
yeah.
you do, I don't know how
you're doing God's work.
You know, you do, you do a little bit of that, taking care of, like, just being in the studio with me for 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's a lot of...
It's a lot of care. It's care planning.
Yeah.
I know you were going to say Wombi, and it is
no, no. A lot of butts that you need to wipe and that kind of thing around the office. Anyway, so I'd been driving. I'd gone down a rabbit hole on Spotify and was listening to some tunes from when I was, you know, from, say, 15 years ago. So
yeah,
when I was
nice.
In my early 20s. And so I was like up and about and I was singing along
yeah.
and that kind of thing. And so I was kind of in a weird zone where I'm more enthusiastic than I ordinarily would be.
Oh, yeah. You're vibing.
I'm vibing. Yeah. I was scared to say that because you pulled me up on saying it before. But, you know, and so my gestures were a little more enthusiastic than they ordinarily would be.
Gestures.
Yeah, so like the way my movements and stuff,
oh,
I'm like,
I'm
moving a bit, yeah,
okay,
and I'm
yeah.
like, I'm playing air guitar. I mean, not what, 10 and 2,
yeah.
obviously, but then
yeah.
when I'm at the lights, I'm playing,
lights,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
yeah. And I think that's okay. I'm not touching my phone. I'm playing air guitar.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
pull me over. So as I've pulled in the driveway of the daycare, one of Indy's educators is walking out the entrance because she's finished. She had the early shift, so yeah. She's finished for the day. And this is like her and Indy, boom, tight. They're bros.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, they. And so she's walked out. Should I say her name? I don't know if I should say her name.
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, Natty.
Natty.
We love her.
Shout out to Nat.
Nat. I mean, as I say, love all the girls there, the whole team, but Nat particularly. Right, so Nat's walking out and I'm driving in and we make eye contact and I go to wave to her, but the way that I wave to her is like this. Now, I don't have – my hands are on the steering wheel.
Yeah.
So I don't lift my arm to do the full high wave.
Yeah,
right?
I don't
really have a steering wheel, so I'm going to use the mic stand here to show you what my wave was.
Oh, God.
And
okay.
It went like this.
Oh, okay. So you've got your hands on the steering wheel and you're just waving your fingers. You're doing jazz fingers to indicate hello on top of the steering wheel.
But I've not done all four fingers at the same time. I've done the kind of Mexican wave of the fingers where it's gone pinky, next one, middle finger, pointer finger. So I've given it I've waved at her like this. Like,
yeah. Fancy wave. Fancy jazz wave.
Have I put out the wrong message to her there by doing a little bit of like, hey.
What message do you believe that would give to someone?
Well, I don't know. I don't wave like that. It's the first time I've waved like that, particularly to someone that I have that kind of this kind of professional / you take care of my kids relationship with.
I love the fact that that's what you're worried about. Is that I believe that she probably thinks that you just stone cold her because she probably didn't see your little jazz hand fingers above the wave.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, wow, Tom just didn't even say hi to me. That's what you should be worried about.
Well, Indy's at daycare again today, so we'll find out this afternoon, won't we? I'll give you an update tomorrow.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggie. Tom and Log on K-Rock.
Having a discussion with Jimmy James the other day, and we started fighting.
No. Oh, God, it makes my heart hurt when you guys fight.
Same.
Like when mum and dad fight.
Yeah.
Is everything going to be okay? I'm never sure if everything's going to be okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Then he goes out and he just spends, you know, the rest of the afternoon or the rest of the night in the shed.
Yeah.
Just in your ear, just banging of hammers and shaping of fiberglass.
That's it, because he does still have access to the shed, mate. So you always say that he doesn't, but he does.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. No, this is the thing. I don't actually know how it came about, but there was a discussion about what word is worse. Right?
Oh, my God.
That is hard to say.
No swears on. Oh, in terms of. Okay. Right. Yeah, sorry,
I've got two words here. What do you think's the worst?
What's the worst swear word?
Yeah. No. So there are two words. Well, there's one word that is notoriously everyone says is really bad and they hate it, right?
As in, do you mean like hard to say? Or?
No, as in like makes you feel sick. So I've got our K-Rock guy, Rich, to voice these words.
Oh, wow.
So that you know, we can all feel them in the appropriate way.
Poor Richie.
Okay. So this is the first word and the word that a lot of people don't like.
Moist. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? See how it makes you feel.
Mm.
Play it again.
Moist.
Yeah, right?
It's in the delivery.
But also the word moist. A lot of people don't like that.
Moist.
I feel... Jimmy James thinks that is the worst word, right?
Mm.
But then he said another word out of the blue and I was like, don't ever say that again. I hate it worse. I hate it more than moist.
Okay.
It's this word.
Supple.
Supple. It makes me want to vomit. The word supple makes me want to puke.
Hang on. Supple.
That's rank.
Moist. Supple.
Supple gets me in the chest and it makes my teeth feel funny. And he's like, nah, moist is way worse. And I'm like, supple, don't ever say supple in this house. I'll slap you in the face.
Supple and moist.
By the way, I should say that it was...
What are you guys talking about?
Now I realise we were talking about food stuff, not about like...
I don't know how you guys fight, but obviously you're made up. Far out.
That sounded so bad.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what word for you is worse?
Let's have one more listen. Moist. Supple.
I hate supple.
Okay.
It was food related.
Okay. Do you know, moist has never bothered me.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So you're one of them too, yeah.
Supple I've never really thought about.
Yes, me either.
Because it's usually just, you know, you say it and it's gone.
Yeah, I know. But now that it's here, don't you think it's worse?
Supple.
Oh, it's so bad.
I reckon I'm with you. I reckon supple is worse than moist.
Oh, yuck. Even you say it. Makes my nipples feel weird.
Tom and Long. K-Rock.